Hello and welcome into a special update from the studios of the Daily Perspective podcast. Hi there, Mark Congleton here, your sometimes humble host, who has been absent for quite some time, been a couple of months since we've checked base. But today was my final physical therapy session. I'm on my own. I have the souvenir t-shirt to prove it. Oh, in fact, yeah, hold on. Right here. Gift bag and everything. Souvenir t-shirt. They gave it to me today as I left my final session. So what this means is a few things. It means that I'll be back in the studio. I'll be working again on these podcasts. And I'll be doing what I can to make it a daily event. Hopefully broadcast live on Facebook, if at all possible. That means a couple of things as well. If you have been paying attention to the Facebook feed and the Twitter feed, you know that today is the final day for the Mark and Max Show Facebook page. I'm shutting that down. Also shutting down the Mark and Max Show website today. That's going away. If you enter that address, markandmaxshow.com, it'll just take you to dailyperspectivepodcast.com at some point today. It may have already happened by the time you hear this. It kind of depends on how things work out. A lot of different factors at play here. But I'm going to be back in the studio doing some work again. Also, I have been asked to do some work on another podcast. A friend of mine has been doing a podcast for a while. He's looking for somebody to come in and do some engineering and some development work, and he has asked me to handle that. So it looks like one day a week I'll be out of pocket, but I believe I'll still be able to crank out a podcast that morning before I head to that studio, a different location. I've got to go someplace else to do this work. And I'll tell you more about that as it develops. I don't want to spill all the beans right now, okay? Because there is some development work to do. There's some we need to meet a few things and make sure all the details are in place and so everybody understands everything. But once that's all settled, I'll tell you everything there is to know about the other project I'll be working on as well. A lot of things have been going on in the news. I don't want to get into any depth here, but this is just a little update to let you know I'm alive, I'm kicking, and we'll be getting back together again on a regular basis very soon. Hopefully as early as next Monday. And if that's the case, that's good. Next Monday is the next month, actually. It is, it's the 30th. It is September 30th. Hopefully we'll be back together again. I can get in the studio and get an episode cranked out next Monday, and then we'll roll through the month of October together. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to getting back in the saddle again. So, what is going on in the world today? Impeachment. Maxine Waters and her Impeach 45 is coming to pass. In fact, she said the other day that she actually said the other day, she's been on this before everybody else was willing to, in essence. Well, you know, God love her. She's an idiot.
Impeach 45.
She's been an idiot for quite some time.
Impeach 45.
And that says a lot about her district in California.
Impeach 45.
She
Impeach
is,
45.
You know, I have said for a long time that Maxine Waters was saying what they intended to do all along. Do you remember that they told her at one point, you need to calm this down? We don't want you. This is not what we need to focus on. And she actually said, they told me I need to put a lid on this or something to that effect. But now she's feeling vindicated. Well, I've believed all along that Maxine Waters sat in the same meetings with everybody else, and she decided that she was going to walk out and tell everybody, we're going to impeach Donald J. Trump. Come hell or high water, and who cares what they tell me, or who cares what their plans are, or what they say in public, we're going to impeach this man. And it's been the Democrat plan from the beginning. They knew as soon as he won the election that they were going to have to cut his legs out from under him, make him completely impotent, so to speak. They said they were going to make the country ungovernable. They said so many things. And he, in a speech in October of 2016, laid it all out for us. I wish I had the audio. I heard when I was on my way to the studio from my appointment, I heard Rush Limbaugh play this audio, and it was just stunning what he had to say, what Trump had to say in that speech in 2016, 3 years ago, where he laid everything out about the corrupt cabal that is behind everything that's going on and how they have been taking this country for a ride for so long. But the people want their government back. After all, remember, we the people are the government. The people in D.C. are supposed to be representing us. And it's been a long, long time since they have. Well, now they're talking impeachment. They tried the Mueller hearings. They tried the Mueller report. That went on for a while. Adam Schiff lied to us for 2 years about having concrete, solid evidence, and he never produced it because he couldn't produce it because he was lying. There was no evidence. And then Mueller goes in for his appearance, and it's obvious he doesn't even know what's in the report. He didn't write the report. It was all a big setup. And then, remember, there was Kavanaugh. That happened before that. Kavanaugh and those hearings. And that showed us what these people are really like. We saw them for who and what they really are and how they respond to someone who stands up to them. They don't like it at all. They don't like it when someone questions and stands up to them that doesn't bow to their authority and their power. They don't like it. They're deeply offended. And they failed. But we saw their true nature. And now we're seeing it again as they try to impeach the president, a duly elected president of the United States of America, a man who made it his mission to expose the cesspool of Washington, D.C. for what it was, so that the people could see what's really been going on behind the scenes, behind the plastic smiles and the assurances that our people in D.C. were doing everything that they could for the best of the country, when in fact they were doing everything they could for the best of their bank accounts. And we've seen this recently with the exposure of what Joe Biden did a few years ago and how that benefited his son. And now the Democrats are trying to turn that around and make it about Trump when it's not about Trump. They're trying to impeach him for something that is not impeachable. And they're counting on the ignorance of their constituents to be successful at this. The problem with that, I think, is that you and I have spent enough time getting wise to what they're doing, and we're telling our friends and trying to educate as many people as possible to the lies that they've so deeply and heavily invested in, so that we can see what they're really up to. And every time they appear on television in sessions questioning people, it's more obvious that these people are con artists. And they don't like being exposed for what they are. They are drunk on political power, and they don't like it when people question that political power or stand up to them. These people are criminals. I've said so for quite some time. They're criminals running a huge con game on the nation. They're telling us they're doing certain things. They promise when they campaign to do certain things, knowing that they're not going to do what they've promised to do. They've already planned their excuses because they know they're not going to do these things. They're going to get into office and they're going to push their progressive agenda instead of what the people truly want. And all the while, they will lie to the American people in order to push their progressive agenda. They'll lie to them and tell them they're doing great things for them. They're trying to do great things for them. Their opposition is keeping them from doing great things for them. And their constituents blindly trust them. And they're angry at those who stand up to them and keep them from doing the illegal things they want to do. You see, this great underbelly of Washington, D.C., this hidden power group that's running things, doesn't want the rank and file in America to know what they really are doing. And Donald Trump is exposing them for what they are and who they truly are. Well, they can't have that, so they're trying to destroy the man. But we'll get into more detail next week. We'll have some more fun with actual articles and look at the reporting. And we'll make some observations and note the absurdity and hopefully draw some insight from what we learn as we gather together. I'm looking forward to getting back together with you, and I hope you're looking forward to getting back together with me. And I really am looking forward to it. And I have missed being here. Honestly, I really have. It's been a couple of months of me doing exercises three times a day and sitting around with my dog and watching TV and being on the internet and finding things to pass along to you. And now I get to come in and be a bit more active about things every day. Also, once again, remember that today we'll be shutting down the Mark and Mac Show Facebook page and the website. So go over to the Daily Perspective Podcast Facebook page and dailyperspectivepodcast.com. Bookmark those on Facebook. Make sure that you like and follow so you can keep up to date with everything that's going on. I post to both places every time I post. So everything that's been on the Mark and Mac Show page has been on the Daily Perspective page. You're going to get the same commentary, the same insight, the same silliness, the same absurdity. It's just moving to a different page. Make sure you move along with it. And I'll see you when we get back together again next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.